And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And all went to be enrolled, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, which is called Bethlehem. And Joseph went with Mary, his wife, who was great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her newborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
My great sorrow on this night is that your child was born here in this stable, and his bed was nothing more than a manger to feed animals.
This manger serves us well. We are so grateful you found a place for us.
Much thanks, good soul.
Child smiles and a light shines all around him.
Our son thinks he feels a soft bed and the sound of cattle lowing as he falls to sleep.
Joseph, have you fed our tired donkey?
Oh, yes. This fine beast brought us on a long journey here to Bethlehem just in time for the birth of our son.
And his name shall be Jesus, as it was told to me by the angels.
When you say his name, it is like a quail.
I think it is.
And there were, in that same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Look to the heavens, a star so bright, the sky is lit with an unseemly radiance, but the sheep are not frightened at all.
What can this be, a message from God?
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
How will we find our way to a stable when we're in Bethlehem?
Oh, look, the star will lead us. Come, little sheep, we must go tonight.
And following the star, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
We found you by the star which led us to this humble stable for the birth of a king.
Today he's but a babe, but his life will shine and shine. I know this to be true. Bring the little lambs to see.
Oh. I bring gold for the newborn king. A king must do good for the world, and this will be the first gift to share.
I bring frankincense so our king can know the sweet perfumes of this world.
I bring myrrh that the king may have the medicines he needs.
Gold can do so much for a king. A kind king will share his wealth with the world.
Our senses bring us much joy, the singing of birds, our voices raised in prayer and song, the sweet air we find in our flowers, fields, and in frankincense too.
Our earth shares her plants, flavors, spices, herbs, and fine flavors from many places. This myrrh symbolizes the healing of hearts and minds that this little child will bring us.
And when they had seen the babe in the manger, the kings went forth to tell all the world what they had seen. And the shepherds too returned to their fields. All who had come to the stable, following the star, made known wherever they went of all they had heard and seen concerning the child. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for the night a star led them to a stable in Bethlehem. And all who heard it wondered at those things which were told by the kings and the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart.